This game is worth $1,000. Let's go to Mark to play Can't Beat Karen on New 102.7. Hi, Mark.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Happy Friday.
Woo. Thank you. What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, maybe a little golf, a little shopping with the wife, you know.
Okay.
Nice little Saturday planned.
You know how you're really going to start your weekend, right?
Yeah, playing Happy Karen.
Yeah, exactly. But you got to toss Karen out of the room. Kick her out of here.
Okay, Karen. See you later.
All right, Mark. Good luck.
And there she goes, the pop culture queen headed out of the studio door. We got five questions ready to go. $1,000 hanging in the balance. Mark, tell everybody what game you're playing.
Can't Be Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah. Okay, then.
Hey, Mark, it's Johnny. So when you say shopping with your wife, you mean sitting on a bench in a mall somewhere waiting for her to finish at Sephora?
Would you go to the mall? See, I stay home.
Got it. There we go. Yeah, so not even the bench.
So you're shopping with your wife from home.
Yeah, babe.
Okay. Mark, question number one. At the last mayoral debate, only one of the candidates left to catch the second half of the Knicks game at Madison Square Garden. Which candidate was it?
I'm not sure.
Okay, question two. A tearful Kim Kardashian is telling all that her doctors found this in her brain.
A tumor?
Bunny XO is all over social media right now because everyone's talking about the affair her husband had. What new 102.7 artist is her husband?
Jelly Roll.
Here's question four. True or false, the Netflix show Outer Banks takes place on the Jersey Shore. True or false?
False.
And the final question for Mark. What social media platform did Mark Zuckerberg create?
AOL.
Okay, Mark. You got 3 out of 5 correct on Can't Beat Karen. Not a bad score. We're going to get Karen back into the studio. Let's see how she does with the same questions. Don't tell Karen your score. She didn't hear anything that happened because we tossed her out of the room. She's back.
Mark, what do you got going on today, brother?
Working. You know, getting ready for next week. Slow Friday. Got to get ready for next week.
Someone needs that money for your wife to go shopping, Mark.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
She works too, I'm sure.
She makes more than me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Karen, are you ready for the same questions?
Let's go.
Number one, at the last mayoral debate, only one of the candidates left to catch the second half of the Knicks game, Madison Square Garden. Which candidate was it?
I actually don't know.
All right, well, nobody got a point. No one even tried to guess. It was Cuomo. He left and caught the second half of the game.
We had Cuomo's thoughts on the Knicks game.
I got a hot dog when it was over. It's too expensive. We need to bring the price down.
Question number two. A tearful Kim Kardashian is telling all that her doctors found this in her brain.
A tiny aneurysm.
It was an aneurysm. Mark said tumor, but I'm going to give that to him because it could have been a benign tumor. Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody got a point for that question. It's all coming up in the new season of their show.
But it wasn't a tumor.
Oh, well, sorry.
An aneurysm is...
She's playing the rules on the
I guess
God.
So. You know what,
just
Mark?
Give it to him. Just
I am
give
giving it to you because I'm not a doctor. I figured it was the same thing. Question number three. Bunny XO is all over social media because everyone's talking about the affair that her husband had. What new 102.7 artist is her husband?
Jelly Roll.
It's Jelly Roll. Yeah,
just chatting about him.
So did Mark. Question four. True or false, the Netflix show Outer Banks takes place on the Jersey Shore.
That is false. Yes, it's the Outer Banks of North and South Carolina.
Everybody gets a point. We're tied. And the final question, what social media platform did Mark Zuckerberg create?
Facebook.
It was Facebook. You got a point. Mark said AOL, which means that he gets this.
Your wife is going to be so mad at you.
Yeah, he got 3 out of 5 correct. Karen, you beat him with 4 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we were close, Mark, but you do get a $102 Amazon gift card and a Campy Karen mug.
More shopping money.
There you go.
But just to double down, Mark's wife makes more than him. Okay. Anyway, there's one more thing you have to tell the Tri-State, Mark.
I can't be Karen.
Can you be Karen? No. Next time, then.
Blown off this morning, we're trying to help out Sydney, whose husband has blocked her. They're separated. They've been separated 6 months. She's convinced he thinks that she cheated on him. And there's all kinds of history. They've been to therapy, but he's just not talking to her.
She did step out once because he was addicted to adult videos.
Yes. So now we're trying to call Sam, her husband, and hopefully get him on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Sam?
This is Mayor. She's calling.
Sure. This is Karen, Johnny, and Anthony, Sam. We're calling from New 102.7. You are on the radio this morning with us. You won a fantastic prize if you have a sec.
Yeah, sure.
Sam, we wanted to set you up on a dinner date.
Are you kidding? Sam, where are you? I can't keep doing this. Where the f*** are you?
Okay,
Sam. Oh, my God. Are you?
Yeah, Sydney's here.
Yeah. Hi, Sam. It's been 6 months. How you doing?
Honestly, Sydney, I didn't want to do... You want to do this on the radio? You really?
Yeah, okay. I want to do it on the radio. You won't do it anywhere else.
Is there something happening?
I mean, honestly, we're going to do this on the radio. We're gonna put
yes,
it all out
honestly,
there. That's fine.
Sam.
You're not going to like this, honestly, because, Sydney, I'm gay / bi. There you go. There it is. I'm gay.
Do you guys want to do this in private?
No. I want to do this now because if we don't do this now, I don't know when I'm going to talk to him. You left because you're gay?
Honestly, I can't believe one, you set me up on this. And, you know, Sydney, I do love you. I needed a chance to figure out what was going on in my own life. Like, I believe me, this is not something that I wanted to bring up on the radio, but here we are.
You turn off your phone for 6 months. I don't hear from you for 6 months. And now you're telling me on the radio that you're gay?
Sydney and Sam, do you guys want to take our gift card, go sit down and talk?
I mean, I don't think this is a restaurant-appropriate conversation, you know? But that might be something after we talk, because I still love my wife. I just needed some time to figure some things out. I love you. I really do, Sydney. I mean, I don't know what to tell you other than that I love you, and I don't know how else to say it.
I love you too, Sam.
All right,
I'm going to put you guys on hold. We'll give you the gift card, and because I see that they want to work it out. They love each other.
Thanks, guys.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.
This game is worth $1,000. It's Can't Be Karen, and we're going to go against Chrissy with five pop culture trivia questions. Good morning, Chrissy.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What are you doing this weekend? You got any good plans?
Not as of now, but we will see how the weather is.
Okay. I like that. It's good to have nothing to do.
That's right,
Chrissy. You have a lot to do, actually, right now.
Mm-hmm. You got to toss Karen out of the studio. Kick her out of here so we can play the game.
Karen, can you please leave the room?
All right, Chrissy. Good luck.
And there she goes.
Thank you.
Headed out the studio door. Five questions ready to go. $1,000 on the line. Chrissy is playing Can't Be Karen.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Again, can you be Karen? Yeah. Okay.
Question number one, Chrissy. Timmy Turner was a cartoon character on what show?
Jimmy Neutron.
Keith Urban changed lyrics in one of his songs regarding what woman?
Keith Urban. Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. I don't know this one.
All right, we're going to move on to question number three. Deliver Me From Nowhere is the new movie about what singer?
Oh my gosh, I don't know any of these things. I don't know.
Let's see if Chrissy could get question number four. The clown from Welcome to Derry is popping up all over the world to promote the new show on HBO Max. What is the name of the clown? 3 seconds.
Very close today.
Oh! And here's the final question.
Come on.
Who was the movie The King of Staten Island about? It wasn't me.
You're the prince.
The comedian.
3 seconds. 2, 1.
Okay.
Easy to say.
Can we give it to her?
No.
Chrissy,
yes, please. I need at least one.
The buzzer did buzz, but...
Chrissy, you got 0 out of 5 correct on Can't Be Karen.
Gosh.
I was going to say don't tell Karen your score. Maybe don't tell anybody your score. we're going to bring Karen back
every
into the
studio. Every other day, I do so well.
That's what everybody says. All right, Karen's coming back. Welcome back, Karen.
Chrissy's coming for you.
Thank you.
Watch out.
We're going to ask Karen the same questions we just asked to Chrissy. Chrissy's got to get more correct to walk away as the winner. Karen, number one. Timmy Turner was a cartoon character on what show?
Timmy Turner?
Yes.
No clue.
All right. Nobody got a point. Fairly Odd Parents is the name of the show.
Oh, Timmy.
Keith Urban changed lyrics in one of his songs regarding what woman?
His ex-wife, Nicole Kidman.
Karen gets a point, no point for Chrissy.
Oh, Chrissy.
Deliver Me From Nowhere is the new movie about what singer?
Bruce Springsteen.
Karen gets a point again, and no point for Chrissy. The clown from Welcome to Derry is popping up all over the world to promote the new show on HBO Max. What is the name of the clown?
Oh, Pennywise.
It's Pennywise the Dancing Clown. You got a point. No point for Chrissy.
What's the name of the show?
Welcome to Derry. It's a spinoff of the movie It.
Okay.
And here's the final question. Who was the movie The King of Staten Island about?
Pete Davidson.
It's Pete Davidson. Yeah, you got a point for that one.
God, I
and again,
couldn't remember his name.
No point for Chrissy. Whoa! Karen walks away from the game with 4 out of 5 correct. Chrissy got 0 out of 5.
Oh, Chrissy.
Oh, no.
It's okay. It's still Friday, and you're going to see John Legend in concert at the Barclays Center. You got tickets courtesy of Live Nation, and you also got a Can't Beat Karen mug, so all is not lost.
That's awesome. Thank you. I cannot beat Karen.
Oh. You'll be back, Chrissy. We'll play again.
Let's give her a chant like she won.
I hope so.
Chrissy! Chrissy! Chrissy!
She got 0 out of 5.
I know. I was trying to be nice.
Thank you. I love you guys. Can you be